Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
This is an incredible scene. The place is going wild.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Go ahead. Make my day.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I love people who know the game and love the game, and that's you.
Pedro Fernandez.
I will never stop helping and loving people.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. Straight up, today, we're talking UFC. We're talking Tito Ortiz's broken neck. That's right, the former UFC light heavyweight champion, the flag bearer of the company for a couple of years. And, of course, that was when the Fertittas bought the UFC back in the early part of the century. He was the guy, right? Now he's got a broken neck, and the Bellator November 2nd pay-per-view has now been switched to Spike TV. Zach Attack Young will be here about 22, 25 minutes past the hour, and we'll talk about UFC MMA, just the world of MMA at large. Of course, Bellator, as I said, trying to get back in the play of things with a pay-per-view card, which was ill-conceived to begin with. I mean, who was going to pay to watch Quentin Rampage Jackson? How much Rampage is left in him? If he was a bulldog, Rampage, and what's he got? Was he like a poodle now? I mean, he's a shell of his former self. Tito Ortiz, all due respect to Tito, the people's champion, call him what you want. The bottom line is he's lost more fights in the last 5 years than he's won. Okay? I mean, a terrible record, losing to Forrest Griffin in his last fight last year. So Tito Ortiz, Quentin Rampage Jackson, both on the downside. Why they were headlining a pay-per-view for Bellator is beyond me, but something happened here, and it's not going to happen, so it'll be on Spike TV. We'll talk about that card, UFC 166, UFC on Fox Sports 1 last night, UFC Fight Night. Lots of stuff to talk about. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and the iHeart Radio Network.
You want to get in on the next big thing in gaming? The Pwnage Project, the global network of open source developers, is proud to offer you that chance with its new Pwnage LI gaming tablet, a true 3-in-1 console and handheld gaming device, tablet PC, and Android development tool. Every Pwnage LI ships rooted and unlocked. If you've heard about crowdfunding and the excitement around creative groundbreaking companies, you now have the perfect opportunity to support this project and get the latest tech in your hands before it hits store shelves. Already one of the hottest categories in crowdfunding, the Pwnage LI is the next generation in video gaming, with its wireless HDMI and built-in gamer controls, bringing the best elements of a console system and a handheld experience together in one platform. But this is not just a simple gaming device. This is also a fully functioning tablet PC. Sleek and lightweight, you can take your game anywhere. To help launch this innovative new product and learn about all the incredible perks being offered, including how you can receive your own Pwnage LI before the general public, visit pwnageproject.org. That's P-W-N-A-G-E project.org.
The Sports Byline USA collection of original full-length interviews covering more than 50 years of sports history is now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault at sportsbyline.com. Hear Hall of Fame center David Robinson talk about what motivated him when he was playing.
I have a gift. I'm 7 feet tall. I didn't have anything to do with that. And I have this athletic ability and this body, and I feel like, you know, God gave me this for a reason, and I can't waste it. I just can't. I don't have that luxury.
In the Sports Byline Audio Vault at sportsbyline.com, you'll hear Peyton Manning share the secret to a quarterback success.
Yeah, I kind of call it getting back to zero, and what I mean by that is when you throw an interception or you have a bad play, you can't let that play affect you on the next series. You have to, erase it from your mind and kind of get back to ground zero. And so you can go out the next series and be productive and be successful. And if you let the play before you bother you, or the game before bother you, then it's only going to drag you further down.
And great athletes aren't afraid to fail. Hall of Fame receiver Jerry Rice gave this advice to anyone who wants to succeed in life.
When I did Dancing with the Stars, I took that uniform off. I took it off, and all of a sudden, I was open for criticism. I didn't have that security blanket anymore. And I think people really got a chance to connect with me. And it's a lot of people in life right now, they want to take chances, but they're afraid to. And I say to them, go for it. You only live once.
These and other great interviews are now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault. It's yours to listen to and enjoy. It works on iPhones, iPads, and Android devices. This is a rare collection of unforgettable, original, full-length interviews.
A portion of the proceeds will benefit the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund.
Go to sportsbyline.com and click on The Vault.
Shogun absolutely decimating Quentin Rampage Jackson in this, the first round. The youngest competitor is really taking it to the Pride veteran.
This is not good. Yeah, this is the end of the fight. Oh!
Mauricio Shogun has just electrified the crowd.
Shogun's for real, and he has arrived. Yeah, he's a threat. He's crazy. He's off the hook.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Listen to my boys groove a little bit here. This is Tower of Power, folks. Oakland born. A lot of guys living in L.A. now. Arizona is where Emilio Castillo calls home. But this is the mighty Tower of Power. Check them out at towerofpower.com. Well, before I go to UFC 166, of course, that was a big fight last week. Let's talk about last night. Wow. I mean, Fox Sports 2. Is anybody get Fox Sports 2? We finally figured out what Fox Sports 1 was, remember? It turned out to be the old Speed Channel, and that's sort of cool. I can find that one. But Fox Sports 2, I couldn't find it on the dial. I looked around. I couldn't find it. But in the main event, Lyoto Machida dropping to 185 pounds. Of course, before he was fighting at 205, and he was an undersized light heavyweight because of the fact that his good friend, Anderson Silva, was the world middleweight champion. But Silva, of course, lost that title to Chris Weidman, and they'll rematch December 28th at UFC 168. Machida dropped to 185 pounds and took on Mark Munoz, a former NCAA wrestling champion, I believe. And he stopped him in the first round with bam, like a head kick like you would not believe, Bob. Boom. 3 minutes and 10 seconds was all over. And you got to say that Machida showed some compassion here because he could have jumped on Mark Munoz and probably landed a couple of more shots, but he let the referee jump in there and do his thing because the ref was in the process of stopping the fight. And the fight was stopped 3 minutes and 10 seconds into the first round. It was a five-round main event. Of course, the UFC fights are usually 3 5-minute rounds if it isn't for a championship. But when it's a televised main event, 99% of the time, unless fighters have been brought in at the last minute, okay, the last minute replacement, it usually goes 5 5-minute rounds. That's right. MMA is all about 5-minute rounds. In fact, back in the days of the Pride Fighting Championships, when I thought that MMA was like just off the chain, off the hook, like Joe Rogan was saying earlier, man, that was like, they really got it on. They had a 10-minute opening round, 10 minutes long. Good Lord, that's a long time. Anyway, on the UFC on Fight Night 30 from Manchester, the UK, for Michael Bisping was supposed to be the opponent for Mark Munoz, but he pulled out and he got hurt. And of course, Lyoto Machida stepped in. And my experts told me that Machida was going to make short work of Mark Munoz, but I didn't think he'd make that short work of him. I mean, he just took him apart. One kick, boom, 3 minutes and 10 seconds. Melvin Guiar was the winner versus Zach Tabak, was ruled a no contest with Ross Pearson. It was an accidental knee. That was in round number one. They stopped it at 157. Juan Manuel, no, not Juan Manuel Lopez, Jimmy Manuel. He defeated Ryan Jimmo, and that was a TKO. That was 241. Take that back, 441 of round number two. Norman Park was the winner over John Tuck, Nicholas Masoki. A lot of these guys you're not going to know. You're not going to know these names, but they'll be names that you'll be hearing in the future because this is where this is like the farm club, the AAA farm club of the UFC, these UFC fight nights, okay? This is what it's all about. This is sort of where this is where it all begins. This is where you take a little piece of clay and you start to mold them and you mold them and these UFC fight nights and things like that. That's how they get their experience. They get their television exposure, and before you know it, they may be fighting in the main event like Chris Weidman. I mean, Chris Weidman blasted on the scene last year with that that knockout of Mark Munoz. I mean, knocked Mark Munoz out in the second round down there in San Jose, California. It was an amazing, I mean, performance for Weidman, who's only been taken off his feet one time and never before until he fought Anderson Silva. And Anderson Silva took him off his feet, I think one time, but he knocked Silva out. I mean, Silva did his thing, but he got knocked out. Said he was clowning, said he was playing, said he was overconfident, said he'll rectify this and he'll knock out Weidman in the rematch. It ain't going to happen. Chris Weidman has got your number, and guess what his number is? Boxing 101. Anderson Silva likes to think of himself as a boxer. He wants to box Roy Jones. In fact, Roy Jones, the 1988 Olympian silver medalist, and of course a many, many time world boxing champion, having a tune-up fight with Bobby Gunn, the former bare knuckles fighter. That'll be in December, and he expects to have an Anderson Silva fight like in February or March. That's what he thinks, that Silva's going to beat Weidman. That just isn't going to happen. Some other winners on the UFC Fight Night card were John Lineker, Al Quinta, Luke Barnett, Jessica Andrade. She beat Rosie Sexton. Rosie Sexton, pretty good name for a little fighter, huh? Cole Miller was a winner, Jimmy Hetz was a winner, and Brad Scott was a winner. And, of course, that is all part of USC on Fight Night. Want to mention rock and roll pioneer Lou Reed died at the age of 71 today. I'm going to mention that because it just flashed across my screen as I speak, so I want to bring that up. UFC 166. Man, was that all about, like, violence or what? Did you see that main event? Did you see it? I mean, good Lord, those guys were... You got to give Junior Dos Santos credit. Who would think that he could take a licking like that and keep on ticking? I mean, he just took it for 4+ rounds. He was getting his head handed to him, okay? And he wouldn't give up. He just wouldn't give up. And in the end, they stopped it in the 5th round. And the winner and still world heavyweight champion is the once-beaten Cain Velasquez of San Jose, California, the American Kickboxing Academy. Now, remember, this guy's never lost a minute of a round. He is King Cardio. He's never lost a minute of a round. He didn't lose a minute here, although he did get drilled, almost drilled, in the first exchange of the fight. But him and Velasquez came out to the center of the octagon. Velasquez landed a right hand, and Cain wobbled. I mean, he wobbled a little bit. He was definitely hurt, but then he fought his fight. He pushed Junior Dos Santos, a boxer, up against the cage, and he just beat on him and beat on him and put him down and beat on him, up, down. No matter where it was, Cain Velasquez was inflicting punishment, and he is still the world heavyweight champion. But as far as Junior Dos Santos is concerned, I think he's got to think about things. I mean, you know, I saw a picture of him in the hospital afterwards, and he looked like he'd been in a train wreck, okay? And you can't expect him to, the second fight, he looked like he'd been in a train wreck, okay? He took a bad, bad licking from Cain Velasquez in their second fight when Cain regained the heavyweight title. Of course, if you don't know the trilogy, Junior Dos Santos defeated Cain Velasquez with a 64-second first-round knockout. That was back in the day. And then their rematch, of course, Cain Velasquez comes back and wins a 5-round unanimous decision. And, I mean, he won it with boxing 101, a right-hand lead, a right-hand counter, midway through the first round, hurt Junior Dos Santos, and Dos Santos never came back. So that sets up the third fight, which took place last week in Houston, Texas. And the winner and still world UFC heavyweight champion, the king of MMA, Cain Velasquez, 14-1. What's Junior Santos now? 16-2, 16-3. I mean, he's the real deal, but he's not going to be able to beat Cain Velasquez. And I really don't think there's going to be anybody out there that can beat Cain Velasquez. I just don't think it's going to happen. I really don't. I mean, he's got the cardio down. He's got the boxing down now. He's obviously a skilled wrestler. I mean, he's got it. He's got all these skills. He's got some jiu-jitsu. He's got it all going on. And I just can't see anybody beating him at heavyweight right now. But then again, in the world of mixed martial arts, you can lose in so many different ways that you just don't know. I mean, you lose by a tap out, you can submit, you can get knocked out, you can get DKO'd. I mean, you can lose on points, you can lose on disqualification. Wow, all kinds of different ways to lose a fight. Speaking of losing a fight, he still hasn't lost a fight. I'm talking about Daniel Cormier, a guest on the show in the past. Of course, now, what is he, 15-0, 14-0 out of the American Kickboxing Academy as well? A rated heavyweight, the winner of the Grand Prix, the Showtime Grand Prix Strike Force Championship last year when he beat Josh Barnett. And then, of course, Strike Force folded and he went over to the UFC. And I think he's like 3-0 or 2-0 now in UFC fights. And he's ready to drop to 205 pounds and fight John Jones, who's considered the best fighter in the world of mixed martial arts as I speak, the UFC 205 pound champion. GSP, George St. Pierre, people really don't consider GSP number one anymore. They really don't. He's like number two. John Jones is number one. But as far as Anderson Silva, be a number three or number four on that top 10 pound for pound list, of course, with the UFC, man. I think the UFC is just out of their mind. What are they, shilling? What do you do? Why even? I mean, the guy got knocked out clearly knocked out. It wasn't no shuck and jive about it. It wasn't a bad decision. It wasn't like the referee pulled a gun too soon or no. The bottom line was he lost that fight. He got knocked out. And what happens? Chris Weidman's number nine on the list. Cain Velasquez is number five on the list. And Anderson Silva's number three. A guy that's been knocked out? Come on, give me a break, okay? 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. But the semi-main event, the fight of the year thus far, no question about it. It made you almost forget about the main event was even going to come on. I'm talking about Gilbert Melendez winning a three-round decision over Diego Sanchez. He and Sanchez put up this Mexican-American war. They went to war for three rounds. You got to give Diego credit because he stood there. He took it, but he took a lot more than he gave. And I had him losing 30-28 on the scorecards. I would have had it a shutout, but the young man, Diego Sanchez, scored a uppercut in the middle of the last round that I think knocked Melendez out. He was out seemingly as he hit the floor. And what did he do? He got his act back together, so I called the round even. Something I'm not supposed to do. As the certified judge with the Association of Boxing Commissions, I'm certified a judge. I should not have called that round even, but I copped out and I called it even. That was a cop out of mine, but I had a 30-28. A couple of judges had a 30-27. Another judge had a 29-28. The bottom line was, hey, at the end of the day, Gilbert Melendez was far better fighter. No question about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts this hour. We'll talk with Zach Young, Zach Attack Young, about the UFC and more. Bellator, Evicta, we got it going on right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of MMA on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeart Radio Network, and the American Forces Network.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-299-3469. 1-800-299-3469. That's 1-800-299-3469. 1-800-299-3469.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases
now,
are typical and some
talk.
May not qualify.
With
the consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hitchhiked away across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side.
The late Lou Reed. Said, hey, honey, may he rest in peace, rock and roll icon. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. This hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, we're talking MMA. Of course, the UFC 166 is now in the bank. Cain Velasquez, still the world heavyweight champion. Gilbert Melendez putting on such a fight with, I can't say enough about Diego Sanchez. Diego Sanchez really brought it. I mean, he came, he took a hell of a lick, and he kept on ticking. So to go for three rounds like that, that one was an amazing fight. And I give Gilbert Melendez, raise my hat to him for winning. But you got to raise your hat. When you have a great fight like that, you got to tip your hat to both guys. I'm talking about Diego Sanchez and the man from San Francisco, California. Of course, I'm talking about Gilbert Melendez. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing, as I said, and mixed martial arts. Of course, the Boxing Hour airs at 11 a.m. Pacific time, Saturdays and Sundays. Saturdays, we do an hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We combine both boxing and MMA. Then we have the Sunday show. We go the first hour on boxing, the second hour on UFC and MMA. So we've got 2 hours on Sundays. So both shows start at 11 a.m. Pacific time. You can catch all the stuff on iTunes. You go to my website for the latest podcast, tunein.com, the cable radio network, channel 2. I can go on and on, stitcher.com. We're all over the place. But the bottom line is, this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, the next upcoming card, as far as the UFC is concerned, another UFC fight night. This will be on Fox Sports 1, 7 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern time, 4 o'clock Pacific time? I don't know about that. Who wants to watch a fight at 4 o'clock? Anyway, this is going to be the November the 6th, Wednesday night. Of course, Fight for the Troops. The WWE was doing this for a long time. And now I guess the UFC is going to step out. They're going to do their thing for the troops as well. And, of course, the troops listening on the American Forces Network, if you're in and around Fort Campbell, Kentucky, there will be a UFC card there November 6th in the main event. Tim Kennedy, 16-4, taking on Rafael Natal. They call him Sapo. He's 17-4. So one guy's 16-4, one guy is 17-4. Guess what? After this fight, unless it's a draw, one guy will end up losing. On the same card, Liz Carmouche, the first openly gay fighter. I mean, before Orlando Cruz came out as a boxer, she came out as a lesbian. Liz Carmouche, they call her Gorilla. And not because she looks like one. That's the way I spell her name, G-I-R-L-R-I-L-L-A, Gorilla. Okay, so she's 8-3. Of course, she lost to Ronda Rousey, and she had Ronda in all kinds of trouble. And she had Ronda on the verge of being stopped on a choke. But what did Ronda do? Ronda powered her way out of it. Just like she will against Chris Cyborg Santos if they ever get into it. Ronda's a beast. Ronda is the true definition of a female beast. She is testosterone in the female version. I mean, like, good Lord, man. She is an amazing athlete. Alexis Davis is in the other corner against Liz Carmouche, and she's 14-5. Good-looking girl. Got a lot of tats on her. Bottom line is, Carmouche looks like the better fighter here. But in order to find out if she is a better fighter, I will bring in one of my experts on the world of the UFC and MMA. In fact, first of all, I want to congratulate him on an article he did this week at ringtalk.com about the broken codes of boxing promoters. And he broke down the code of Bob Arum. He called it Aramaic, and then the Floyd Mayweather language and the Oscar De La Hoya language. So Zach Attack Young, pretty good piece on boxing.
Oh, thank you, Pedro.
A lot of people got props. People called it the best read on the website in a long, long time. Liz Carmouche and Alexis Davis. Is Carmouche as good as she is or as good as people want her to believe, or is she just all about the hype and the gay thing?
No, she's really good. I mean, she gave Ronda easily the toughest fight she's had so far. So, yeah, she's for real.
Okay, and speaking of Ronda, Ronda's causing trouble on the Internet, of course, in The Ultimate Fighter. They're going to hook it up December the 28th, UFC 168 in Las Vegas. We'll talk about Ronda Rousey and Miesha Tate. And that's just gotten, it sort of has gotten a little ugly. I don't know if you've seen too many episodes of that, but it really is like just a cat fight.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, it makes for interesting television, but it's getting ugly.
Okay. What about this main event, Kennedy and Natal? Sapo can fight. Tim Kennedy can fight a little bit. This is 185 pounds. What gives? What takes here?
That's a good fight. I mean, it's kind of hard to call. I'd lean towards Kennedy, but, I mean, you can't really count out Safa, you know. I mean, it's a good one.
Okay. Now, before we go on with any more UFC stuff, you broke a story on the website, ringtalk.com, this week about Tito Ortiz breaking his neck. So you broke his neck, I mean, figuratively. He had neck surgery before, didn't he?
Yeah, he's kind of injury prone, especially as he gets older.
Well, you know, if you had, you know, I don't know, I was going to make a crack there, and I'll let it go. But the bottom line is Tito's, you know, he hasn't won a fight in a long, long time. In fact, his record over the last 5-6 years is dismal, and he was going to take on a Rampage Jackson. If Rampage Jackson was a pit bull when he was at his peak, I would think he's like a poodle at this point in time, wouldn't you?
Yeah, they're both washed up, but I would still lean towards Rampage in that fight if it ever does happen.
Well, you know, it ain't going to happen now with the broken neck. I mean, did he actually break a vertebrae, or, I mean, is he in a hospital somewhere? Can you give us a lowdown on that?
I'm not completely sure. I know that it's a fractured neck.
Okay.
So, that's as much as I know about that.
That's scary. You know, the people don't realize that, but, you know, Tito Ortiz, I think he had neck fusion surgery, and that's what the professional wrestling star Kurt Angle had, and they had their neck fused, and they're sort of told, like, don't fight anymore. Don't do this anymore. And they go back, and I remember one time Kurt Angle had a stinger one time, and they thought that he had, like, you know, paralyzed himself, but he was just stung. But this is rough stuff. This is, of course, combat sports, folks. And if you've got if you think that, like, this is like baseball or football or basketball where the guys get up the next day and they're okay – Not always, no question about that. And what about this Yoel Romero? They call him the Soldier of God. He's only 5-1. Can he fight?
Yeah, he's a good fighter. He looks like a decent prospect.
Yeah, and Ronnie Marks is 14-1. Got a lot of experience.
Yeah, he does. He's definitely more experience for sure.
Okay, so flip a coin here or what?
I would lean towards Marks, but yeah, it's a pretty pick'em fight with that one.
Okay, good enough. And I just got an email. Yes, I will get back into the Bellator card. Of course, it's going to air November the 2nd on Spike TV, right?
Yeah, next week, I believe that would be.
So Michael Chandler is going to be on that card. Ben Askren is going to be on that card too, right?
Yeah, the card looks decent. It's definitely good for like a non-pay-per-view.
Yeah, I mean, Ben Askren, I'm so impressed with him. I think Dana White's been trying to sign him, I think. I mean, I think he's... Man, I think he's the best wrestler in MMA right now, pound for pound.
He is. He definitely is. He could really test GSP.
GSP is going to – will Johnny Hendricks test him?
Yeah, I really think so. Johnny Hendricks is a really live underdog in that one because he's a great wrestler too.
He can punch, though, as well.
Yeah, he has that one-punch power.
when you look at the power of Cain Velasquez, look back just for a second at last week's fight with Junior Dos Santos. He took that shot early, and then Cain Velasquez, he was rocked, he was rolled, then he came back, and he just proceeded to beat Junior Dos Santos down. How many beatings like that can you take and remain together neurologically?
That's two in a row now. For Dos Santos, I don't know. I wouldn't want him to take too many more of those.
I mean, that was horrific beating. I was praying for that fight to get stopped, as it did get stopped in the final round. But Cain Velasquez is the king of cardio. Now you can see why when he trains those 7 or 8 minute rounds down there at the American Kickboxing Academy, and they throw like 4 or 5 different guys in there with him. They've got 4 or 5 guys in the cage. This is what I've been told. 4 or 5 guys. In other words, he'll wrestle one guy for a minute, and then boom, the other guy will come in, he'll fight that guy for a minute, and boom, the other guy. I mean, man, this guy's the king of cardio.
Yeah, he really is. His cardio is probably his most impressive attribute.
That
you never see him gassed.
No, he hasn't seen him gassed. Was Dos Santos, though, you know, you had to feel sorry for him because you know he was, Zach, you know he was given 200%. It just wasn't enough.
Yeah, and I really like Dos Santos. You know, he's a fighter. He's very has a very likable personality. You know, and he's just not on Cain's level, I don't think.
Zach Young's our guest, folks. We have open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're going to keep Zach with us. We'll talk about the Bellator. We'll talk about the upcoming UFC schedule. Some UFC news that I've got here, of course. And I want to say this. Ric Flair is taking promotion, is fighting again as far as
professional wrestling is concerned. And the age of 63, I really don't. Ric Flair is a hero of mine, folks. It has been, I mean, for a long, long time. Am I a big fan of professional wrestling nowadays? No, but I like the professional wrestling of the 1980s before Hulk Hogan and the steroid era came in, and that's what Ric Flair represents to me. But at 63 years old, taking independent bookings? Rick, what are you thinking? I know you've been married 5 times, so you made 5 serious mistakes there, but man, this is crazy. Zach Young's our guest. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Little East Bay Soul and Greg Adams taking us to the break on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and now the iHeart Radio Network.
A message from Jim Hurley. What does it take to keep a football service going for 28 years? Always at the same 800 number and keeping your customers happy and prosperous while hundreds of other services have died and fallen by the wayside? It takes a network. Picking winners is not a solo act. It takes teamwork. Call 1-800-323-4453. That's 1-800-323-4453. Jim Hurley's network operates on this core belief. 1. You must have boots on the ground and see what's going on in practice and in the games. 2. The more information you have at your disposal, the more new information you generate. That's why Jim Hurley has retained many of the same customers year after year. And now it's your turn. So call today. 1-800-323-4453. 1-800-323-4453. Or visit jimhurley.com. That's 1-800-323-4453. Or visit jimhurley.com.
You've always strived to make the best choices. And Rite Aid is here to help you keep making the best choices by giving you the information you need to choose the right Medicare Part D prescription plan coverage. During a free review of your Medicare Part D options with your pharmacist, get information about available plans so you can pick the plan with the best value based on your Rite Aid prescriptions and avoid the possibility of overpaying, as plans and options can change year to year. And another Rite Aid benefit? Wellness 65 Plus. Members get 20% off the first Wednesday of every month on almost everything in the store. Enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today for a free review of your Medicare Part D prescription plan options. Certain limitations apply. Prescriptions and certain non-prescription items are not eligible for the 20% discount. See your local Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of the show Mortgage Investing 101. As a baby boomer myself, I know just how important it is to earn consistent above-market returns on my savings and retirement accounts. Let's face it, most of us are not on track to achieve the level of retirement income we'll need to fund the lifestyle we want. High-yield alternative investment strategies like mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost the income in your retirement accounts. Annual yields of 8% and more are not uncommon using these simple strategies. For more information about how you can participate in Northern California mortgage-backed investments, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150, 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150. Or visit our website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at her, rolling her back over.
Yeah, that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze me!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, hey, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
Not with Ronda Rousey, you wouldn't. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, of course, the American Forces Network, and the iHeart Radio Network. Don't forget, we're here Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Saturdays,
for an hour. We talk boxing and MMA, combine both sports into 1 hour. And then on Sunday, we do a two-hour show from 11 a.m. Pacific time to 1 p.m. Pacific time. The first hour, all about boxing. The second hour, this hour, featuring the world of MMA and the UFC. The UFC is not the only kid on the block, although you would think so as far as Major League's concerned. But Bellator is going to go November the 2nd on Spike TV. And Ben Askren will not be on the card. I was mistaken there. Eddie Alvarez, 24-3, the guy that was being courted by the UFC. There was court battles involved, injunctions, all kinds of stuff. He went back to Bellator. He was their former champ. He's taking on the current champion, Michael Chandler. This is the lightweight championship, 155 pounds. Michael Chandler, he's another good-looking prospect. A guy could fight in the UFC.
Yeah, he is. I mean, I think it's Bellator has some really good fighters. I just wish that they were in the UFC.
But, you know, but they were doing Zach, it was exciting earlier this year when they were on Spike TV on Thursday nights at 10 o'clock or whatever, when they were following the pro wrestling card. I thought there was exciting cards, lots of knockouts, lots of entertainment. I mean, I really thought that they were delivering a product, and all of a sudden they just sort of like fell off the planet. What's going on?
I don't understand it. They have a decent roster. They can put on good cards when they want to, but I don't know. I think they might be getting a little money hungry or something.
Money hungry? What you think, as far as the negotiations with Spike TV?
Yeah, it's partly that. It seems to be that, you know. But also, just it doesn't seem like they're really willing to pay the fighters that well. But they'll go out and sign Ortiz and Rampage, you know.
Well, speaking of bonuses, Gilbert Melendez and Diego Sanchez both, I think, got $60,000 bonuses last week for that epic fight they put forward. And looking back 6, 7, 8 days ago, Zach, has there been a better fight in the world of MMA in the last year?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I think they deserve more than that. You know, they should be getting paid a lot better than that, you know.
Yeah, but this is the world of Dana White, and Dana White usually gives $40,000 bonuses. He gave them $60,000 bonuses. I thought maybe he should have went like off the chain and said, here's like $150,000 each for you guys, when it made himself look like such a hero. Because, you know, this is a billion-dollar industry. I'm talking about the UFC. They're worth over $1 billion. Somebody told me $1.8 billion. And at one point in time, there were $35 million in the hole. So I think they can afford to pay these guys now.
Definitely. And, I mean, It would be good to have that kind of incentive. Like, you know, if you put on a fight like Sanchez and Melendez, you should get paid really well.
Well, you know, somebody mentioned it to me just a couple of minutes ago, maybe having some type of union for MMA fighters. Well, the boxers had a union, and Eddie Mustafa Muhammad got together with the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, and that went about as far as I just mentioned. I mean, that's it. There's a union. Eddie Mustafa's involved. The Teamsters are involved, but I don't know where and if they've had any effect on boxing whatsoever. Another fight on that Bellator card, of course, that lightweight championship fight, Alvarez and Chandler's a rematch. Chandler beat Alvarez for the title. Emmanuel Newton, the man that knocked out King Mo with a spinning back fist. Man, when you get hit with a spinning back fist, it's like, I was talking with Kyle Kingsbury last week, it's like 101 shot when you throw it that it's going to land. But if it lands, lights out. Muhammad Lawal, King Mo, 11-2. Emmanuel Newton, 21-7. Newton was brought in as the opponent there, right?
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of like when Seth Petruzzelli was brought in to fight Kimbo Slice. It was like that type of deal where, you know, he was supposed to lose, but then he ends up knocking out the favorite.
Okay, so what's going to happen in the rematch? Are we looking at another fluke? Because I know Muhammad Lawal or King Mo's got Jeff Mayweather, if he's well, training him as far as boxing's concerned. He's a better stand-up fighter. He's considered one of the better stand-up boxers in the game, right, King Mo?
Yeah, he is, but I don't know if Jeff Mayweather can prepare him to defend against spinning back fists, because that's not a boxing move.
But Kyle said it was like a 75 or 100-to-1 shot when you throw it. I mean, but it is an amazing blow with such force and such magnitude, leverage on it, and then you're coming around and it's a punch you usually don't see. I mean, those are the punches that are like lights out.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a, you know, it's about 100-to-1 that you land it, but there's about 100% chance someone's getting KO'd if they get caught with it.
Okay, that's the co-feature. Of course, that'll be on Spike TV starting at 9 o'clock Eastern time. I guess they're going to delay it on the West Coast. That's the way it looks here. 9 o'clock Eastern time, 8 o'clock Central time. This Saturday, November 2nd. Of course, that's the same night that Gennady Golovkin will be defending the WBA middleweight title in boxing in Madison Square Garden on HBO Championship Boxing. Against Curtis Stevens. Real quick pick on there. Gennady going to roll over Stevens or what?
Absolutely. And, I mean, after last night, I think he would roll over Peter Quillen as well.
Ooh, Peter Quillen is what I had high hopes for Peter.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good fighter, but I honestly thought he might be the best competition for Golovkin, but I think Golovkin just handles him after that, you know, if Rosado was able to hurt him like that.
Yeah, but Rosado always comes to fight. He's you know what? He's a fan favorite. He's got this cult following on the internet. I kid you not, because when I mention his name, people say I don't mention his name enough. And I'm not a big Gabe Rosado fan, but I guess some people are. Back to MMA, Bellator Fighting Championships. Of course, this is their special. Going to be on November the 2nd, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Central Time. This is on Spike TV. As I said, Eddie Alvarez and Mike Chandler for a lightweight championship, the interim light heavyweight title. It'll be King Mo and Emmanuel Newton. Newton going to win the second fight or then go back to plan A, and King Mo's going to win and move on?
King Mo should win that one. I think that he, you know, that shot was a good shot, but I don't see that happening again.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens there, because a spinning back fist, man, I don't know. I've never seen anybody get up from one that's landed clean. Have you?
No, thinking about it, I was just, as soon as you mentioned the spinning back fist, all these like flashes of spinning back fist came in my head, and that was usually the end of the fight.
End of the night, man, end of the night. Zach Young's our guest, folks. Zach Attack Young, he is featured at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. He's on iTunes with me, and he's all over the place. But the bottom line is, he's our boxing and MMA expert. Daniel Strauss, 21-4. This is a featherweight title fight as far as the Bellator Fighting Championships are concerned. Taking on Pat Curran. Pat Curran is 19-4. Didn't Pat Curran used to be a UFC guy?
He was. I'm not exactly sure what happened with that, but as far as I know, he was a UFC fighter.
Yeah, Strauss is 21-4. Got a lot of tattoos. Mean-looking dude. We'll see what happens there. The other fight on the card, there'll be four fights in all. And it'll be another one of these great names. A cop? Stayopin, who's 13-6, taking on Mike Richmond, who's easy to say, 15-3. These names kill me. You know that? I mean, these Russian guys, I remember used to, the guys from Thailand and the guys from like Malaysia and people like, well, they have these names, man. It's just, they're just murder. I remember Flash Gordon got to the point where he wouldn't call Korean fighters by the name. He would just call them Pisu Spit.
Okay. I mean, I don't want to disrespect the fighters, but their names are hard to pronounce.
Their names are hard to pronounce, no question about that. So let's go back 8 days once more to Gilmer Melendez and Diego Sanchez. Does Sanchez show some residual effects of all the fights, the tough fights he's had in that post-fight interview, did you think?
Yeah, that was a little troubling. I mean, Sanchez only fights wars, I'm pretty sure, you know, so there has to be some effects, and he didn't seem like he was talking that well.
No, in fact, King Kyle Kingsbury brought it up. Of course, the UFC light heavyweight fighter, he brought it up last week. He thought it was a bit disturbing, and when you see fighters getting interviewed like that, you know, plus, let's be honest, he probably had his head scrambled a few times in that fight.
Right, and about that, I mean, I honestly don't know if they should interview fighters right after fights. They need to make their health a priority more.
Hey, listen, in combat sports, health is just not a priority. It looks like the they only sold 1,700 tickets thus far for the Long Beach card that was supposed to have Tito Ortiz and Rampage Jackson. Of course, it'll be on Spike TV. They only sold 1,700 tickets as of last week. That's not a good sign, so I don't expect the pay-per-view to do all that well either. I want to mention the fact that, Frank Shamrock, they had a good special on Spike TV, probably the best documentary they've ever aired. Frank Shamrock, Bound by Blood, of course, the former Strike Force champion. He's got his brother Ken Shamrock, of course, his stepbrother. They're both adopted. They bring him back in life to a homeless brother of his that lives in a tent in Redding, California. A face-to-face conversation with Ken Shamrock. This is really good. If you get a chance to see the replay on this one, it aired on the 10th of October. But if you get a chance to see this replay, watch it. Frank Shamrock, Bound by Blood. Zach, you happen to catch that?
No, I didn't, but now that you're mentioning it, I want to watch it.
Okay. And one other, bring up this bad news in the world of MMA, get it over with. Barry Meyer, the promoter of the Las Vegas-based Tough Enough promotion, who had run fights with locals and amateurs where Ronda Rousey and Gina Carano both got their MMA starts, amongst many others. He passed away on October 15th. There's no details about it, but what can I say?
And USC has just signed World Series of Fighting. Take that back. After his USC cut, the World Series of Fighting quickly signed Yushin Okami. Okami's not that good of a fighter, is he?
Okami, he is a good fighter, but he's just not, you know, at the championship UFC level. I think he could do well with World Series of Fighting, but, yeah, he has a kind of a questionable chin to me.
Looking at some ratings here, as far as, I'm going to go back to boxing for just a minute. Zach Attack Young's our guest, folks, and I'm looking at the ratings for the Delvin Rodriguez-Miguel Cotto fight. They did 1.56 million viewers on HBO. That was the October the 5th card, but the same card didn't do that well when they piped in Vladimir Klitschko and his fight. It only did 705,000 homes. Klitschko just can't catch on in the States, can he?
No, and I mean, when you put on performances like he just did, you can see why. People don't want to watch that.
But he can't, you know what, Zach, I have no problem with the way he fought. The only problem I have is his leaning, because guys used to lean on me. Big guys used to lean on me in the gym. And I'd be whooping on them, okay, and these guys have 35 or 40 pounds on me, and they would lean on me. And that's the only way they ever got me tired, is they would lean and lean and lean. And it's so frustrating, because if you exert yourself to 100% and try to get the guy off you, you're going to burn up a lot of energy, and you don't want to be doing that because, it's a simulated fighting sparring.
Yeah, I mean, you've said it a lot of times. It almost does seem like there should be, like, a super heavyweight, or that the Klitschko should be in a super heavyweight division.
Well, I after looking at Vladimir Klitschko, I will have to say this. I think that Larry Holmes would have beat him. I think that George Foreman would have beat him. I don't think that Muhammad Ali would have beat him, but I think that Larry Holmes and George Foreman would have beat him.
Ali would have took him out.
You think Ali too?
Yeah.
I don't know. Ali just wasn't that big physically, I don't think.
He was like 6'4", right?
No, he was like 6'1", 6'2", 6'1 and a half.
Was he? He always seemed taller. I don't know, but Ali...
Because he fought a lot of little guys like George Chavallo.
Hey, but Ali whipped on Foreman.
All right. Don't forget, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Zach Young's article on broken codes, broken boxing codes, folks. It's a trip. It's the best read on ringtalk.com this week. No question about it. Zach, say hello to your girlfriend. Take care of the kid. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Pedro.
The great Zach Attack Young of ringtalk.com. This is Ring Talk live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and the iHeart Radio Network. The style of your hair, the way that you fare, under all conditions, your mind, all of the time, so wonderful, so marvelous, girl, you're everything to me. Are you one of the 37 million Americans with student loan debt? If so, pay attention to this important announcement. Broadsword Student Advantage has free information on how you may be able to reduce your monthly payment, shorten your repayment term, or possibly have your remaining student loan balance completely forgiven. You heard correctly. You could potentially have your federal student loan completely forgiven, but you need to call now for free information to see if you qualify. Broadsword Student Advantage and Affordable Life Plans, a registered investment advisory firm, are working together to help you find a solution for your student loans. In one free call, you can discover how you may be able to cut your student loan payments, shorten your payment term, or have your loan forgiven. There is no cost or obligation for this money-saving information. Call now, 800-211-0448. That's 800-211-0448. Don't miss out. Call now, 800-211-0448. 800-211-0448. Or visit online at getforgiven.org.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, activity and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That is the voice of the most confident man I've ever met in my life. Levi Stubbs, the former lead singer and the late lead singer of the Four Tops of Motown. I mean, I've been around Muhammad Ali and everybody, folks. Larry Holmes, George Foreman. This guy was the most confident man I've ever been around in my life. As far as the world of the UFC is concerned, they are going international. Of course, Fight the Troops, November the 6th. That'll be in Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Then they go November the 9th in Brazil with Vitor Belfort taking on Dan Henderson. UFC 167, that'll be at the MGM November the 16th. That's George St. Pierre and Johnny Hendricks, of course, the Ultimate Fighter finale. It'll be on Fox Sports 1. That'll be from the Mandalay Bay Event Center November the 30th from Las Vegas. And we go December the 7th, Mark Hunt versus Bigfoot Silva. And then, of course, man, December 14th, the Sleep Train Pavilion, the house that Tony built, Tony Lopez, a boxer, the old Arco Arena, Sacramento, California, December 14th, Anthony Pettis versus Josh Thompson for the World UFC Lightweight 155-pound Championship. UFC 168, of course, is December 28th. Chris Weidman versus Anderson Silva. Ditto, ditto, ditto. Knockout number two. UFC Fight Night number 34. That'll be January the 4th from Marina Bay, Singapore. They're going to Singapore for this fight night. That'll be on Fox Sports 1. UFC on Fox 10 will be January 25th, 2014 from the United Center in Chicago, Illinois. Then UFC 169. February 1st, 2014 in Newark, New Jersey. So if you're in any of these places, you want to go to see the UFC, they're going to be there. They're back in Brazil on February the 8th, UFC Fight Night 35, and then UFC 170 at the Mandalay Bay Center. That's February 22nd, and no main event on that. But UFC Fight Night, it'll be, wow, this is going to be a good one. Alexander Gustafsson, remember him? The guy that came so close, absolutely so close with John Jones just a few weeks ago. London, England, the Q2 Arena, the O2 Arena, March 8th, 2014 on Fox Sports 1. And don't forget, November 2nd, a big day in the world of MMA as the Bellator Fighting Championships go to Spike TV, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock on the West Coast, unless you've got the delayed system. Eddie Alvarez and Michael Chandler on time, and also in boxing on Madison Square Garden's HBO, folks, HBO Championship Boxing, Gennady Golovkin, undefeated 27-0, taking on 25-3, Curtis Stevens. Boxing and MMA featured live and exclusively on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.